Columbus was cleared today to practice. If he's cleared tomorrow, he will be able to practice. Gomes' knee was limited, and Fletcher's ankle was limited today. And a number of people having treatment, very similar to yesterday.
Mike, when you look at Dallas's offense, are they operating at a different level from even when you guys saw them the last time?
And they're playing well. I mean, anytime you take a look at Tony with 10 touchdown passes and one interception over a four-game time frame, it kind of sums up on how well they've been playing.
Any particular thing that difference that you've seen?
No, I think they're a little bit healthier. Yeah, you know, it looks like they got everybody back on offense, and they're playing extremely well.
Mike, yesterday you didn't want to talk about who you thought should make the Pro Bowl. Now that you've had guys make it, could you talk about them, especially Lorenzo, his journey to get from where he was to here?
Yeah, I was really happy to see that. He's really been playing at that level for a number of years, at least at, 2.5, 3 years that I've been with him. And this year he has taken his game to a different level and was very happy. He was rewarded for that. It's nice to see players and coaches see that. It's, to me, one of the biggest honors you can have. And Trent Williams, we've talked about Trent. He's made some tremendous strides since he's been here. We always knew the type of athlete that he was. But for him to kind of go back to the basics and be accountable and do the little things the right way, it's always nice to see him get rewarded for the way he's played and the way he's handled himself. And then Robert, you know, his play speaks for itself. We've talked about him all year, and he's played at a very high level, and it didn't surprise me at all that he was selected.
Thanks, Tyler. You said he was cleared to practice. He was cleared to practice. How much did he do today? And then you mentioned something about tomorrow.
Well, I said he's limited today. Okay. And if he does pass the concussion test, then they'll let him practice tomorrow.
You mean full when you say that?
Pardon me?
When you say you'll let him practice tomorrow, you mean full?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, obviously,
when I say limited with a concussion, that means he can only go through walkthroughs. Yeah.
Robert is a tremendously talented athlete and a great quarterback, great young player, but how much of his evolution to this Pro Bowl level is part and parcel the result of Kyle and you changing the offensive concepts to suit his skill set?
Well, I think every offense is designed to fit the quarterback's skill set. Robert has, you know, earned that by his play. And I don't think anybody in the history of the league has played at his level. You know, at least over the last 40 years when I take a look at the numbers and what he's done. I don't think anybody's played at that level. As we talked about before, he's got a unique skill set. You know, his ability to throw, you know, drop back, play action, put a threat on the defense with his running ability. And he will just get better and better. He's just scratching the surface, which, and the reason why I say that is because he works at it.
Well, do you think Alfred Morris has failed to get the recognition he deserves league-wide?
You know, he's done such a great job, and I think the numbers speak for himself. But he's got time for that. He's going to be successful for a long time. I think people appreciate what he's done and how well he's helped our offense. You got to have a back like him to separate yourself, you know, from the rest of the pack, and he's played at a very high level.
Mike, you guys only had one Pro Bowler last year, and he was an injury replacement. Now you got three and two alternates. What does it say about the program, and how gratifying is it for the coaching staff to have that many?
You know, I was kind of talking about it a little bit yesterday. Is, you know, when you start to win and you have more success, then you get more recognition. Players get individual honors, and hopefully we can, you know, keep that going. And but to win six games in a row like we have, there's a lot of guys playing at a Pro Bowl level right now. That's how you win. You might not get on the Pro Bowl, but to consistently win, especially in the second half of the season, you're going to have a lot of people playing at that level consistently. And that's what I'm most proud of.
It goes without saying it. When you look at the team, it'll make you more proud that you could potentially double your win total. Individually, though, with a guy like Alfred being 104 yards away from the rushing record for the franchise, as a vice president or someone who, you know, made the decision to draft him, do you take any pride in individual records like that at all?
What you take pride in is trying to win a Super Bowl. That's what you're trying to do. But to have see guys have individual success, yeah, you're always happy for a guy like Alford to come in as a rookie, to stay healthy. You know, he's so humble, and he worked so hard. But, yeah, it's gratifying to see a guy have that type of success, especially coming out of the sixth round when nobody expected him to play at that level.
All right, when you think about this offense versus some of the other offenses that you've had with Elway, Shotgun, Greasy, West Coast, Steve Young, all the different offenses you've had, what's been the most challenging aspect of incorporating this system against today's NFL defenses compared to some of those others?
Well, to be honest with you, it's easier because the quarterback puts a big threat in the defense. Anytime they have to account for the quarterback in the running game, it puts a lot of pressure on the defense. It takes away from a lot of the things that you do. And I think the misconception of Robert and his ability to run is the option. You know, there's a lot of running plays that are designed for a quarterback just to run and take off. And that's how you get the quarterback hurt. I don't care if you're dropping back and scrambling or if you got a quarterback draw. You got to be careful how many quarterback draws you run. But the option, if run the right way, the quarterback is a free guy. It's a guy they can't account for. So he's either handing the ball off or he's pitching it. He's got to protect himself on the pitch. Or he's got to know how to learn how to slide. So that's the things that you learn through time. And I think he's done a great job over the last four or five games.
Mike, if Tyler's fully cleared to play on Sunday, would you go with him over Maurice Hurt? How would you make that decision?
Oh, to take a look at him, see how he practices. It's all based on who he thinks gives us the best chance to win. And it's all based on how he practices, and we'll make that decision at game time.
Another direction, with Rob Jackson and Ryan Kerrigan, how much has Rob's emergence in the past couple of weeks as a pass rusher really opened things up for Kerrigan?
Well, I think our whole defense has played at a higher level since the beginning of the year, at least the first half of the season, because of what you just mentioned. Rob Jackson, I think, is much more comfortable with his position. And take a look at Jarvis Jenkins, how he's played. Our safeties have stepped up and played at a higher level. And that's what you're hoping. You know, anytime you lose a guy like Chris Nell and you have a guy like Chris Baker come in and he gains experience, Doug Worthington's playing at a higher level. And that's what you got to do. You know, you got to play your best football in the second half. Not even to talk about the offense, but, you know, that's what you're looking for.
Mike, I assume it's significant, but how much does having the indoor practice facility where you're able to practice the last 2 days inside for a game of this magnitude help you compared to what you were able to do, you know, at times before you had that facility?
Well, you want to give your team the best chance to be prepared, and having that facility gives you the best chance of being prepared. You know, we couldn't have gone out there yesterday and gotten any, you know, be productive at all. And today, it was so windy, I don't think we could have filmed practice. We wouldn't have those guys up there in those film towers. I think it was close to 40 miles per hour at times, so we would have not been able to film the practice as well. So it's a big plus to have an indoor facility.
Mike, from this teammate's last playoff run 5 years ago, there are only two guys left who are starting, London Fletcher one and Reed Doughty the other. Mm-hmm. And obviously Reed is not, you know, getting Pro Bowl recognition or anything like that. But I wonder if you could just talk about a little bit about what he's done for you over the 3 years you've been here and how amazed you are that this guy is such a survivor.
Well, number one, Reed's here for a reason. I mean, he's a warrior. He does everything you ask him to do. when people go down, he plays at a very high level at the strong safety position. He's a difference maker on special teams. He's the type of guy that you need on your football team to win. He's going to do everything he possibly can to make your football team successful. He'll be prepared. He'll do the little things the right way. And he's a guy that can come in and play the strong safety, free safety position and make plays.
Mike, what had to happen when Fred Davis got hurt for Logan and the rest of the offense to kind of make up for what you were losing?
Well, it's hard to make up for a guy like Fred. You know, he's so talented. Not too many guys can run in that 4-5, 4-6 range and have the athletic ability of a guy like him. He can go out there one-on-one and probably beat any linebacker or any safety or at least have a chance because of his athleticism. He's he's kind of a little bit of a freak there, and that's what you want. And he takes as much pride in blocking as well. So you lose a guy like that, you're really worried. But Logan has come in, and obviously not as fast as Fred, but he's a football player. He does a great job catching the ball, great job in blocking. Doesn't miss assignments, just has come up big for us, so he's been a big plus.
Mike, when you brought Kiefer Bath in here a few weeks back for the tryout, what stood out about him that convinced you to pick him over two guys with more experience and kind of more veteran?
You know, we entered that into a normal competition. We had three guys, and I'm not sure how many kicks we had. I don't know if it was somewhere in the area of 15. And he missed the fewest in the field goals, you know, anywhere from a 30-yarder to, you know, 55-yarder. And he was more consistent than the rest and a little bit younger. Felt like we would give him an opportunity since he has not kicked in the NFL. And sometimes it works out. If he would have been 0 for 4, I think we would have been second-guessed a couple times along the way. But you take your chances on guys that you think have an opportunity to do what he's done.
Mike, the three guys that were named to the Pro Bowl yesterday are also team captains. Is that purely coincidental, or is that, you know, you need your best players to be leaders as well?
Well, you're hoping that happens. You're always hoping that happens. But it doesn't happen very often. And the other two guys that I think have played at that level is Barry Cofield and Stephen Bowen. They've played at that level, too, throughout the season. But not everybody's recognized. And so I feel very good about our captains, how they've played, and a number of people see it from the outside as well.
I'd like to go back to Adam's question real briefly. How important is mental toughness in a kicker?
Oh, I think it's what separates kickers. There's a lot of talented kickers out there. I've watched guys make them consistently in practice, and then all of a sudden when the lights are on, it's not the same guy. So, yeah, you got to do it when the lights are on, and that's why I've been very proud of Guy.